الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، شمل برحمته الخلق أجمعين، وختم رسالاته بخاتم النبيين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، صاحب المقام المحمود، والحوض المورود، والشفاعة العظمى. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise, all glory and perfection is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our Cherisher, the one who sent the guide, the noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, to rectify our condition, to illuminate our hearts, to strengthen our hearts, to strengthen our bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood, and to straighten our path back to Jannat al-Firdaus. And may the peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger and his family and the companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, shower upon you all and encompass you on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And may this day become a means for our pardon, purification, forgiveness and salvation. Ameen, summa ameen. This week and the last few days, we have all been busy remembering the blessed birth and the arrival of the noble, beloved, prestigious messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And whilst we do focus our attention towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in this particular month, nevertheless, he is part and parcel of our entire conversations throughout the year, because we cannot separate the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from our deen in that particular manner, because he's part and parcel of who we are and where we need to go and how we need to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously on Jumu'ah, we talked about how we as human beings, we look up from the time that we are born up until the time that we pass away. We look up towards our families, our parents, our siblings, towards the world, and we look up to them, but often at times they fail us and our focus changes from one person to another. But we look at the sight and the foresight and the focus of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and he was always there, focused and determined, and remained connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we need to realign within our hearts and also within our eyes, to make sure that our focus and priorities is connected to none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, with that regard, we will continue to learn to learn about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us as human beings, as fathers, as siblings, as brothers and sisters, as human beings, to look up to none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So if you look in brief or in whole, our entire existence, who you are and how you have been created, and your entire life, the way that you are living and where you are going, your identity, your huwiya, who you are, what makes you who you are, and your efforts and the things that you pursue in your life, the purposes that you have in your life and the goals that you have in your life, they are all contained and they all lead to one most comprehensive and concise statement. So your entire life, your existence, everything that you are goes back to one particular thing. And that one thing is what makes us Muslim, and that thing is the Shahada, where we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now think about this statement again. You, your existence, your life, your huwiya, your shaksiyya, your purpose, your goal, everything goes back to this one particular statement, where you declare and you acknowledge and you profess the statement that there is no other deity, no other God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else in the cosmos, in the world, in the universe, in anywhere, any other being except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true Lord, our God, our creator, our provider. And this statement takes us back to Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed the messenger of Allah azza wa jal. So this is who we are, and this is our purpose in creation, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending us to the most recognized creation, which is to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, which is the month of recognition, it is the month of renewal, it is the month of rejuvenation, it is the month of retracing and reconnecting back to this very powerful statement, that we acknowledge that Allah is our creator and He created and sent none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we believe in this. This is who we are. This is what makes us who we are. We believe in the statement. We say the statement again and again and again. During, after, wherever we are, we continue to say the Kalima Shahada. And we share this to our family members, to our children, to our community, to even to the non-Muslims, that this is the centrality and the circle of our life. Allah and His Rasul, and everything else is encompassed within that. So we say this, we share this, we act upon this, and as a result of this, we are promised with Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are promised a huge amount of bliss and rewards and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are promised the pleasure, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness, the afw of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are also promised, as a result of this, just this very short and concise kalima, we are also promised the mercy of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are also promised the intercession, the shafa'ah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, and also the suhbah, the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this month of Rabi'ul Awwal is not just a month where we are just focusing on the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather our focus on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam takes us directly back to our primary focus and goal and objective, which is to recognize and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, "Man qala la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah dakhala al-jannah," that person who acknowledges and testifies and professes and says the statement from his heart and his tongue sincerely, devoutly, that there is no other deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the messenger is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will enter Jannah. So this circle that I'm talking about, this circle takes us to Allah takes us to the Prophet, and the Prophet ﷺ takes us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who acknowledges this particular statement where he says, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيٌ وَرَسُولًا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, that I am absolutely satisfied and content and happy that indeed my Lord is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That without a doubt my way of life, my religion is none other than the religion of Islam, and there is no other prophet or messenger except the messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for me. وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, Jannah will be wajib upon that individual, it will be made necessary for that individual. So this again goes back to that powerful statement that we make. We say it very easily that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but there is a huge power and magnificence behind this particular statement, and there's a huge amount of reward contained within the statement. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in regards to the first part and the second part of that particular shahada, says La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in, that your iman, your faith will not be entirely complete or neither completely accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is more beloved to you than your father, than your mother, than your children and all of humanity. Again, taking this back to the central focus of our shahada, and going back to that statement that I mentioned last week and this week, that we all look up. We don't just look up to our family, our parents, our children, our siblings and society, but rather our focus should be beyond that, and we should be looking towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam for our values, for our morals, for our ethics, for all of the things that we need to complete. And when we look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that his eyes are firmly fixed on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sight, his soul and his eyes did not sway away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather remained focused on Allah azza wa jal. And we learn on the day of Qiyamah, when everybody will be going to different prophets, from Adam alayhi salam all the way to Isa alayhi salam, they'll say, go to someone else. And when they go to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he will say, I am there for you, I will do shafa'ah for you. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he surrenders and he submits and he bows down and he goes into the state of sajda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak. وَقُلْ يُسْمَعْ لَكْ وَسَلْ تُعْطَى وَشْفَعْ تُشَفَّى, that, oh my beloved, raise your head. And this is again going back to that focus of raising ourselves, raising our aspirations, raising our goals, raising our values, our morals, our things that we have in life that are dear to us, and raising them to a higher standard. And the highest of standard is none other than the standard given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be raising again his eyes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, say and speak what you want to say, you will be heard. Ask what you want and you will be given. And intercede and your intercession will be accepted. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will say, Rabbi ummati, ummati, that, oh my Lord, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah, my followers, those followers who throughout their entire life continued in this circle of saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, those followers who sacrificed everything and maintained the sunnah, those followers who sacrificed everything and maintained all of their aspects of their values and their morals and their ethics, all of those things that they did for me, and they did it, why? Because you are pleased with me. This is why I'm asking for their shafa'ah, to intercede on their behalf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that intercession. So we see the circle again of raising ourselves and looking up, and we look up to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, who takes us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, that those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey doesn't mean selective obedience, that you obey them in one particular aspect and you neglect something else, no, complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who have complete obedience to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, those who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are pious and righteous towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, indeed these are the people who are the successful ones, the successful in the dunya, but most importantly, the successful in the hereafter. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be completely obedient to Allah and His Messenger so that Allah's mercy can shower upon you. So we go back to that very first statement that our life, it revolves around one particular statement. That statement is none other than La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He came and he showed humanity, he showed the Quraysh, he showed the people of Makkah, he showed the tribes, he showed all of the Arab Peninsula and all of those people around him who was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showed the ayat and the signs and the bayinat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showed to them the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recited the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and did so much, he showed them who their true Lord was, instead of these idols and these statues and all of these other things. He is the one who showed them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and again we recognize the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama via Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Muhammad رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who says يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونزيرا. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who again and again is saying, this is my messenger, this is my prophet, this is my beloved, this is my habib, go to him, learn from him, find the akhlaq from him, find the uswa hasna from him, find everything from him. You want my rida, you want my pardon, you want my forgiveness, you want my contentment, go to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Be the best that you can be. And we go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and we do not raise our voices. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي, to show our adab and our respect toward the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when we go to him, then he takes us to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see this kalima, this revolving, this everlasting, this infinity circle where we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recognize him via the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and we recognize the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam via Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our happiness, your success, your joy, your peace is revolved and centered around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So if we get these two things right, to recognize, worship and respect and honor and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to follow, to love and cherish and honor the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then we will have everything in the dunya that we could ever wish for, and more importantly, we will have everything in the hereafter. So this is why we look up to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, because he takes us to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we go to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will show us the maqam mahmood, which is the station, the elevated station reserved for none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we look up as humans, as individuals, but we don't look up to these arbitrary figures who today are good and tomorrow will be bad. Today have good values, tomorrow they will have bad values. We look up to the most perfect creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We learn from him, we adopt his way, and we follow his sunnah, because we know he will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to give us a new beginning, a new opportunity, and he started off a new civilization. People in Makkah and Medina and also throughout the world at that time were in ignorance, were in jahiliyyah, and were moving further and further away from the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he came to give humanity a new opportunity, a new start for us as individuals, for us as families, and also for us as a society, so that we could achieve the greater good. And we could do that by following the highest of values, the highest of morals and ethics and spirituality, by following the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, who would then take us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you a great favor, a great bounty when he sent the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam from amongst you. He wasn't an angel, he wasn't a jinn, he wasn't any other form of creation. It was none other than a human being in human form sent to us for us, who recited the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who purified us, who taught us the kitab and taught us wisdom, even though in spite of before that we were in clear misguidance and clear error and clear ignorance. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam means everything to us in terms of our shahada comes from him, our deen comes from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and we know the rida and the pardon and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. He taught us how to submit, how to do ruku, how to do sujood, how to surrender, how to do dua, how to cry, how to plead, how to implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That indeed within the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, you have the best conduct, you have the best morals, best values, best human being, best example, the exemplar for you to follow, for those people who are thinking about the hereafter, for those people who want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those people who abundantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So when we say the kalima, we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, take a moment to think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Allah wants us to recognize Him. He wants us to recognize Him and worship Him as is His right, with the way that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam worshipped Him, the way that he recognized Him, the way that he had yaqeen and tawakkul and conviction. This is the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants every single one of us to have yaqeen and tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the embodiment of all of the previous messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of everything culminated in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was the embodiment of the boldness of Musa alayhi salam, the shuja'a of Musa alayhi salam, the gentility, the humbleness, the softness of Harun alayhi salam, the patience of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, and the grandeur and the majesty of Sulaiman alayhi salam, but also the humility and the humbleness of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. This is who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was, the best of all of creation. And therefore when we follow him, we know that our morals and standards need to be the best, and we need to adopt the best standards in our life as well. But despite all of these characteristics within the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he didn't live a life of royalty. He helped his family, he kindled the fire, he swept the floor, he milked the cows and the bakriyan, he mended his own shoes and his garments. So the question for all of us here today, how much are we doing and how much are we following in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? This is indeed and without a doubt the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month of renewal, the month of retracing and reconnecting with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. But don't just say it by your mouth, make sure it is there in your actions, in your belief, in your actual characteristics that is far embedded within you, inshallah. So we don't have time, unfortunately, to continue with the remaining part of the Jum'ah khutbah, but inshallah al-Aziz, we will discuss that in the following Jum'ah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand the beauty, the majesty and the power